Today is March 16th. This is the goodwill reception of the ACBL. March 16th, 2015. Soon, the reception will be starting, probably in about 20 minutes. So for the first 20 minutes or so on here, there will be noise in the room. We are in the Riverview Room on the 41st floor. Now I will put the recorder down.
Well, it's just a matter of announcement. been, I mean, we're saying that
me dio una lástima. Casi me dieron ganas de llorar.
Did he fall?
They've been on the cruise ship, oh yeah. We took care of him, came out and that's where we were.
Sandy Arlington.
That's all thing to do.
Yeah.
And I was.
A cabin plane is our name.
It's a whole bunch.
I'm standing with somebody who I know these people. How many can I call it?
Five.
I said, it was really good. Marilyn Wilcox, Kathy Swain, Carol Hamlet.
That's okay, yeah, I know.
She's from Florida.
And when I go home, I do.
Actually, Carol Hamlet.
Four in a month of life.
Carol Hamilton did not know if she was going to be here or not.
You do all the preparation.
And Juki went home.
And then.
Oh, and Janice Anderson.
September.
She's also one of the way. Yeah.
In October, four more.
Seven.
What are they?
Yeah, the ones that are here are Marilyn, Denise, Kathy Swain.
Oh.
And. Whatever.
They like.
How'd you do this afternoon?
Good.
Okay.
Spring rain. Yeah, I just keep, I'm flying for a while and then I get the chills again.
Yeah, wonderful.
Are you sick?
Yeah, he's sick.
I had chills. Chill, and I don't have food or anything.
That's air for capital. That's air for capital.
I still have to call these. I would absolutely share.
The room wasn't cold.
It's pretty cold.
On winter home. So we haven't been in an airport since the end of December.
Oh, I do know that.
It's going to feel great when I get.
So you live in Meridian, Mississippi.
Pretty tight. This afternoon, fortunately, I don't have a thing.
I told your wife about Matt Morris's comment. The meeting, I said, Dan, you have to stop. You have to stop this. It's like, you can't let it go.
Hey, it's not like they didn't consider.
See, if I can't, you have a board motion. I don't want the board getting involved in this meeting.
No, you do not. Because Carol would be very upset.
I would be very upset too.
We don't have any respect for this. I mean, the answer is if you want Carol Peters.
She only sees one for change, which is the one we need more desperately.
Yeah.
She only sees Sandy, hold on.
Look good, sir. Look good.
Yes.
Looking good.
Sandy.
I got some information about it.
She only sees one plaque for James. Who's the other one for?
Volunteer of the Year for Mike Carmen.
Mike Carmen, Volunteer of the Year. Who's the other one?
She's going to be here.
It's supposed to be like this.
There's only one plaque. Cut it up! Okay, let me text Kelly quickly just to see. Maybe it's somewhere else that we don't know. Okay. Perfect. Thanks. Okay.
No, Kelly didn't tell me they were both here. That's what happens. That's Kelly.
The one I saw was the moved one for James. That was the one I saw.
Kelly invites them. She sends out the letter. She does. They do the plaques.
The Volunteer of the Year gets a pin into the goodwill box. Okay. Okay, thank you. Okay.
Okay,
bye.
Bye.
My thing was
that we check it.
My thing was sure.
I agree with that.
That was like 100%.
Let's just make sure it's there.
I'm on you.
I went on a cruise from here one time. Before the National. Yeah. I think it was like three one.
I apologize. How are you?
All right, how are you?
Good.
And really? I haven't seen that.
Yeah, girl. And she had a black eye on top of it.
How are you doing?
And they're all drunk. They're laying all over. My God.
A lot of schizophrenics.
Oh, yeah, right. Oh, and only in this town. We go to Arby's to grab a sandwich yesterday. They had no roast beef.
You have to have alligator.
Only here. Kirsten Roberts said to me after the show was, it's still running this year.
I'll give up.
they do anything significant at the meeting? Yeah. Right.
wacky types of things.
Thank you. welcome you to the Spring 2015 meeting of the Eileen of Sowski ACBL Goodwill Committee. My name is Sandy DiMartino, and I am the chair of this committee. I'd like you to be very quiet for a minute, because I'd like to start by honoring Jeff Johnston. This fine man who did so much for our organization and made our bridge organization a better place for all of us. But what I will always remember about him is his kind manner and his great smile. And now I would like you all to stand and give a rousing hand of applause for Jeff. Thank you all very much. I know we all miss him. I'd now like to introduce you to my co-chairs who are here today. Sandy Arlinghouse. Sandy, please stand. Marilyn Villauer, who I just saw a second ago. Sandy Arlinghouse. Did I say that twice? And what I most like to do today is Roger Smith, who was a co-chair of our committee, has resigned from the committee because he is now a member of the board of directors. So we have named Kathy Swain from Valencia, California, who just happens to be right here. And also Denise Saul. Thank you. I hope, as I always say to you, please, if you have any ideas about what the Goodwill Committee can do, how we can be better, what we can do, please approach them or approach me, and would be only happy to speak to you. Now I'd like to introduce Robert Hartman, our Chief Executive Officer.
Welcome, everyone. I just want to thank Sandy. I mean, this reception when I started here 3 years ago really was floundering. We were run out of food and kind of we didn't get the turnout we were hoping for. And just a short period of time with Sandy and her committee, they've really turned it around. I think everybody will agree that the fair is wonderful and the company is wonderful. So I think a round of applause for Sandy is good. Well, one of the privileges I have from leading the organization is talking to a lot of people. And I hear so many stories of goodwill that none of you ever hear. So I thought I would at least share one of them with you today. There was a man in the Midwest who wasn't able to drive any longer. And he was about 40 miles from the club. And he just couldn't make it to the bridge club anymore, so he was essentially shut in. As the story was relayed to me, one of the members of the club thought the right thing to do and the gesture of goodwill would be to drive 40 miles each way to pick up the person, take him to the club, and then take him back home at night. So these are the wonderful things that happen in the ACBL that I don't believe any of you ever hear about. Maybe you hear about it at your local club, but stories like that just warm my heart. And make me proud to lead such an organization of fine folks. I just want to leave you with one word of wisdom. Everybody here has tremendous power. And you have the power to do something positive for your fellow members. And as Goodwill members, you do that. And that's why you were recognized. So thank you very much for all that you do. And enjoy the ceremony.
Thank you. I can't left unsaid after what after Robert's speech to thank you so much to Wendy Sullivan, yeah, because she's very much responsible for our nice reception. And just as a little aside, along with Robert's story, I was on the elevator today, and anyone who's played in the same room that I have know that I have this very, very annoying cough. And it's like I should wear a sign that says, I am not contagious, I am just annoying. So I'm on the elevator, and I said, oh, I can't believe it. I forgot my bottle of water. And the bridge player standing next to me said, I have two. Please take one of mine. Yes. I thought that was a true, true spirit of goodwill, and I thanked her very much, and I had my water. And now I'd like Susie Subeck, our ACBL president, to please welcome you, say a few words.
Okay, I want to welcome all of you. Goodwill is extremely important in our game. Competition is awesome, but being nice is way more important. And I'm hoping today that we're spreading goodwill to more people than just my opponents. I'm really happy to be here, and it's great to see you. Sandy does the most marvelous job. And she's not even paying me to say that, even though she's one of my best friends. But I really, she's amazing. And Robert's right, this has really picked up since Sandy's been doing it. It's fantastic. And we're just graciously glad to see all of you here. Thank you for coming.
Thank you. And will all the other members of the board of directors please stand and be recognized? And now I would like to introduce our host, District Director, Russ Jones.
Thanks. Welcome, everybody. For those of you who aren't fortunate enough to live in God's country of District 10, if you look outside, you see the sun shining, the grass growing, the birds. I was in the northern half of our country a couple of weeks ago, and it looked more white than this. And so we're glad to have you down where hospitality is king. I hope you're having a great time here in the South, enjoying the weather, enjoying the people, and enjoying the bridge. You know, I've gone to a lot of nationals over the years, and sometimes the hotel was good, sometimes the hotel wasn't so good. Sometimes the food was good, sometimes the food wasn't so good. And sometimes the bridge was good, and sometimes my partner messed up and the bridge was not so good.
That's not the spirit of goodwill.
But in the spirit of goodwill, I waited till I left the table before I said anything. But what made them all good is the people. It's the people that make ACBL what ACBL is. And we're talking about from the players to the all the membership at large, to the directors, everybody. And if you go and have a pleasant experience and you enjoy it, whether you win or lose, you're a winner in the end. Because this is a social organization at first to have a good time playing bridge. We want to be competitive, but we want to be nice. And you guys are the leaders of being nice. And so give yourself a hand, because you guys are setting the example for everybody else. Now, one of the benefits of being on the board of directors and having a meeting in your district, other than the benefit of coming to all the meetings for hours and hours, which that's a benefit, other than that, I got the opportunity to pick a person that I wanted to give an award to. I got to give, as all the board of directors, we get to usually appoint two members to the board, to the Goodwill Committee each year, sometimes more. And I try to think of who's the epitome of goodwill. Now, the person I'm going to introduce is not necessarily somebody you'll recognize. She doesn't go to many tournaments. This is her second NABC. But what this person does in my club and for our unit for our tournaments, she's the first one there at night, or in the afternoons when we play. She calls everybody to make sure they have a partner, everybody in the directory. If somebody doesn't have a partner, she finds them a partner. She gets there early, she sets up the tables, she puts the bidding boxes out, she fixes the coffee, And she's the last one to leave. She makes sure everybody's out, checks all the bathrooms, turns the lights out, and before she's the last one to leave. And she is the epitome of what I think goodwill is. And to put all that, she saw, she's one of our more elder members, but you would think she's about 65, when she passed 90 a few years ago. And so I would like to introduce Maggie McGraven. I'm going to read the certificate. It says the American Contract Bridge League Goodwill Committee gratefully applauds Maggie McGraven for many years of exemplary and steadfast service to the game of bridge and its community. Her tireless dedication epitomizes the best in volunteerism in the bridge world. Signed, Robert Hardman, CEO, and Sandy DiMartino, Goodwill Chair. And one other thing I put on top of it, her partner she brought down, they were just able to drive down, play two sessions today, and they're driving back first thing in the morning. But she brought down a lady to play with her, and she needed 0.25 gold, and they got a section top in the gold rush. So they drove down and got 1.6 gold. So, congratulations, Maggie.
Thank you.
Then look over here and tell
me. Okay.
Thanks.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, everyone.
I'd like now all the members of the Goodwill Committee who are attending their first reception to please stand, give us your name, and tell us where you are from. Carolyn Peters. Welcome, Carolyn. It's a large room, yes?
Susan Jackson, Minneapolis.
Jackie?
Susan Jackson.
Susan, I'm sorry. Yes.
John Showalter from Florida.
Welcome, Walter.
A volunteer from Vancouver, Canada.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Michigan. Welcome to you also. Yes. Welcome, Susan. I'd like to, yes. Welcome very much to you. I'd like to welcome you all, and I hope that this is the first of many receptions that you will attend. We have other honored guests today, and now I would like to introduce Phyllis Harmon, who is chairman of the board of directors, who as president last year was able to choose a volunteer of the year. Now this Nadine Wood volunteer member of the year is given to one or two ACBL members who exhibit the effort and selfless giving that makes our ACBL volunteers the best in the world. It's Phyllis.
Thank you, Sandy. It's a real pleasure to be here. It was fun being president last year. And one of the great things that I got to do was to select the Volunteer of the Year. There were many nominations that were extremely well qualified. A lot of you here, I'm sure, could qualify to be the Volunteer of the Year because I know you're all hard workers. You're the best. But there was one man that stood out. He has worked for over 30 years. He's been the unit president. I think he served every office in the unit. He's been the district president, I don't know how many times. He has been actively involved in four nationals, once as the hospitality chair, twice as the co-chair, and once as the single chair. This man is a hard worker. Debbie Romero wrote the letter of nomination, and in it she said, not only has he worked for 30 years, he has done it all with honesty, integrity, and a smile on his face. He just keeps going. Now, we don't want to call him the Energizer Buddy, but he really is. Ladies and gentlemen, I would hope that you would give a warm round of applause to Mike Carmen from St. Louis, Missouri.
Thank you very much. When I saw the write-up that Debbie sent in, one of the first things I did was to call her up and tell her that, you know, I wasn't sure who it was until I saw my name at the top of the piece of paper. But, you know, I do appreciate it. This is a very neat award. I'm very, very proud to have been chosen by Phyllis to receive this award. And I thank you all very much for being who you are. Come see us in St. Louis. Thank you.
We have a special pin for Mike. It's the Volunteer of the Year Award. So when you see this pin, you know that they're really very, very special. Thank you, Mike.
Well, thank you very much.
We're ready to talk.
Thank you. Yeah.
Before I go on, is there anyone else in the room who has been the Volunteer of the Year? Oh, great. Congrats. So happy to have you with us. And now I'd like to present our Eileen Osowski Goodwill Member of the Year. This honorary title is presented to the ACBL member who has exhibited unselfish dedication to the cause of good conduct, worthy participation, and ethical behavior. This year, our recipient is James Fleischer. James has generously given of his time and his talent to our game for the past 35 years. He demonstrates by example the intangibles of bridge, active ethics, courtesy, enthusiasm, and his letter of nomination often stated, it's not the big splashy gestures that attract attention, but the quiet intelligence and generosity and dedication that are crucial to our game. Congratulations, James. I'd like to present you with this plaque.
Thank you very much.
You're very, very welcome.
Let's get a photo.
Congratulations.
I appreciate it.
I'd like to thank all the ACBL staff for making this reception possible. I'd like to thank all of you. I can't tell you how heartwarming it is for me to see all your smiling faces and know that those faces are at the bridge table for all of our members to see. So please proudly wear your Goodwill pins, support Goodwill in your district, and remind others that we can be competitive and still be friendly, caring, and ethical. Thank you so much. Enjoy.
I want to make
this is just
a new one.